This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said that soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission, NMM, and every state must give this top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The three-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. Highlighting India's demographic advantage, the Prime Minister stated that nearly 70% of the population is in the working age group, creating a unique historical opportunity which, when combined with economic progress, can significantly accelerate India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed Operation Sindoor as a symbol of pride for every Indian, showcasing to the world the country's uncompromising stand on national security. The Prime Minister was addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani. Recalling the country's achievements in the last Mann Ki Baat program of the year, Prime Minister Modi said, "The country's impact in 2025 was clearly visible across national security, sports, scientific innovation, and on the world's biggest platforms."
Desh ki suraksha se lekar khel ke maidan tak, vigyan ki prayogshalaon se lekar duniya ke bade manchon tak, Bharat ne har jagah apni majboot chhap chhodi. Is saal Operation Sindoor har Bharatiya ke liye garv ka pratik ban gaya. दुनिया ने साफ देखा आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने कोने से मां भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई. लोगों ने अपने अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए.
Mr. Modi expressed hope that 2026 would prove to be an important milestone in the journey towards the fulfillment of Viksit Bharat. The Vice President of India, C.P. Radhakrishnan, will arrive in Puducherry today on a one-day official visit. During the visit, the Vice President will launch a housing project under the Smart City Mission and hand over keys of 5 tenements to beneficiaries at Kamban Kalyarangam in Puducherry. He will later unveil the statue of Mahakavi Subramanya Bharathiyar at the Bharathiyar Memorial on Iswaran Coil Street. In chess, India's Arjun Erigasi and Kuneru Hampi won the bronze medals in the men's and women's sections respectively, as Magnus Carlsen and Alexandra Goryachkina won the titles in the 2025 FIDE World Rapid and Women's World Rapid Championships played in Doha, Qatar yesterday. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 30 runs in the 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night to take an unassailable 4-0 lead in the 5-match series. Chasing a target of 222 runs, Sri Lanka made 191 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. Earlier, batting first, India scored 221 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Ministry of Railways has said that focused efforts, innovation and indigenization is helping transform Indian Railways into a world-class network. The ministry added that after expanding the luxury of a comfortable travel to non-AC passengers through Amrit Bharat trains, Indian Railways is all set to soon operationalize first Vande Bharat sleeper for AC class travelers. And that's the end of this news bulletin.